This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is 2:19, and honey, let me tell you something. Y'all saw the Beyonce Bowl on Christmas Day during that Houston Texans NFL football game. Well, I had the Shaletta Bowl on Almanac on TPT last night. If you did not get to see me riding on that white horse doing my monologue, I suggest that you go online and look at the clip because it is hilarious. And with everything going on in this world right now, you need something to put a smile on your face and a chuckle in your heart. Now, I want to talk about something that is so important right now, is that our young people are coping and trying their best to manage mental health needs. And one of the things that they're doing is avoiding going to school. But there's a workshop that will teach parents and other folks, caregivers, grandparents, aunts and uncles, positive interventions to help young people who struggle with school avoidance. And it will also help with the anxiety, their challenging behaviors. And here's the thing that touched my heart the most, special education. Who's putting this on? My friends at Pacer Center, who do an amazing job at helping to equip parents and caregivers and therapists and teachers and family members and stakeholders with the tools we need to help our children have a better quality of life. And Laura Jean is on the phone line with me right now. She's a public policy coordinator at Pacer Center. She is joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And this online workshop is happening on January 15th at noon. Laura Jean, thank you so much for being here. How can people get signed up?
Thank you for having me. Yeah, they can go to our website and there's a link on our workshop page and they can just sign up for free right there.
Okay, give us the website because there's some folks driving and some people have already texted me because they are experiencing this in their own lives.
Yeah, so if they just go to pacer.org/cmh/workshops.asp, mm-hmm. you'll find the link for that workshop. And it goes right to the registration page.
And, you know, I am so glad that you are doing this, Laura. I had my cousin Sandra call me, and she asked me if I would pray for her. And I said, well, what is going on? She said, my high school student, Alexander, he does not want to go to school. Mm-hmm. I have to physically get him in the car every day and physically get him into school. And I thought that was an isolated incident until I was dropping off my middle schooler a couple months ago. And one of the parents, her clothes were disheveled and she and her son were tussling and struggling all the way to the door. And everybody in the school was waiting to receive her. And she just looked at them and she said, I got him here. And I didn't realize that school avoidance was a real issue in our young people who are struggling with mental health challenges. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, it is a huge issue, and it's one that's been growing over time. We get calls all the time from families that are having school avoidance, and it can look different. Like kind of what you've described are some of the more extreme situations where it's a struggle to even get them to the building. But it can look very different for different students. And so this workshop will really do a deep dive into helping parents and those attending just understand kind of what that can look like across that spectrum and continuum for different students, whether it's difficulty getting to the school building, difficulty staying in the classroom, or causing more disruptive behaviors that get them sent out of the classroom. It can look like a lot of different things, but what we like to stress is that school avoidance is really the symptom. And so what we try to help families do then is to try to figure out what is the underlying need and those unmet needs that need to get addressed to reduce that school avoidance.
And, you know, it can be something as simple as I don't feel good. I when you said that about the extreme cases, I thought about one time my son Brandon was being bullied and he was like, I don't feel good. My stomach hurts. And he did that 2 days in a row. But Sean noticed that he was fine and good and everything until it was time to go to school. And he just instinctively with the spirit of discernment said, son, is something wrong?
Right.
And that's when he opened up. And so, you know, it's almost like if your stomach is hurting or you have a pimple or you have a cramp in your leg, there may be some other issues, some underlying issues that's causing this to happen. Talk to me what people can expect to learn in this workshop that's taking place on January 15th at noon.
Yeah. So in the workshop, we'll really focus, like I said, on that deeper dive of really understanding what is school avoidance and kind of what it can look like for different students. And then digging into why does this happen, and then how can we help, right? For a student that already has an IEP and is in special education, you know, working with that IEP team to look at what changes, if any, need to be made to better support them, you know, if we understand what's going on. If they don't have an IEP or 504 plan for some accommodations related to disability, do we need to have a discussion about is that warranted at this time? And what other kind of mental health supports does the school offer? Meeting with a guidance counselor or social worker or school psychologist is sometimes an option. And then also thinking about sometimes they need those therapeutic supports outside of school, particularly for those students that you can't get to the door and you can't get them out of the house, right? School can only do so much. And so sometimes we also need to work with our providers outside of school to get our children well enough to get to that point where we can get them in the building.
And who is going to be hosting? Is this going to be a question and answer session? Is there an expert that you will have addressing these issues? I'm getting questions from people who want to know who they'll be hearing from.
Yeah. So two of our staff members, Karen Mulca and Jeannie Claire, will be hosting this workshop. They're both parent advocates and have personal experience with children with mental health needs. I do as well. And so they'll be hosting this, and we've kind of changed it up a little bit, so it's about 40 minutes of presentation time, and then we have about 20 minutes for question and answer, so that there's a lot of discussion time because we really find that parents really want that time to connect and to share and get information that's a little more specific. If it's too specific to their situation, we ask that they call Pacer Center and get connected with an advocate who can really help them with their unique needs.
Okay, now tell me again how people can get registered and signed up for this free event.
Yeah, so on our website, we have a registration page. You just go to pacercenter.org. There's a workshop page with a link to the registration.
I appreciate this so much. There's so many parents and grandparents and caregivers because you're looking for answers. Sometimes you're ashamed or afraid to say something. You think this is unique to you and nobody else is going through it. And to have Pacer be so in tuned with what is going on with our children, and then to say, hey, we're going to do something about it and equip you with the tools and the resources you need, because this is not the end. This is not it. It can get better, right?
Absolutely. Yes, for sure. And the other thing I just want to point out is sometimes families don't know that it falls into that category of school avoidance, right? If they're having disruptive behaviors at school that then get them suspended and sent home, sometimes that's school avoidance as well, but it might not seem that way at first, right? So again, you know, getting connected with an advocate who can help them kind of address their questions and concerns can help them better understand what the needs are and how to move forward with the school.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I hope people will sign up, share this information. There are some educators who listen to this show every week, and I pray that they will share it with their counselors so they can share this with parents. Thank you so much, Ms. Laura Jean. She is the Public Policy Coordinator over at Pacer Center, and she's been joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. We'll be right back.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.